Brother Brendan Ovelson, an elder in the Tofield congregation, is now going to consider the talk, Be a Courageous Youth.
Please turn me to Proverbs chapter encouragement. So I mentioned some of the first part of the verse, thinking ability, that this will be watched as under attachment. But what is thinking ability? It's one thing to have knowledge. Knowledge of Jehovah's laws and principles. But to understand why those laws are there, or what, how those laws benefit us, how we're happier in applying them, that's thinking ability. We think of situations when we can apply those laws and how it's going to benefit us. Now, for example, a person is approaching a stop sign. Now they can think, I better stop because it's the law and I don't want to get a ticket. That's knowledge they know is law. But thinking ability is when they see that stop sign and they realize that that stop sign is going to protect them. Now, if they follow that law, they're going to be safe and other drivers will be safe. So we want to develop thinking ability. Well, as you do your studies, you read God's Word each day. We're not just going to just take in knowledge, just to know what His laws are, but think about them. Think about how those laws will benefit us. Now, what if we're challenged? Where we have to defend our beliefs like this witness in the video? What do we do? Well, what did this young witness do? What was the first thing he did? He turned to Jehovah. And then he tried to acquire about his thinking ability. He knew he wanted to stand up for Jehovah's name, but then he thought about how he could do that. Like, I'm making it free to stand. That gave him confidence. And he was successful. He had that courage. You notice the difference between at the start and when he made his defense? Because he acquired the thinking ability, he had confidence and courage. Very young as this came, my personal study. Maybe there's subjects we're not quite familiar with, we don't quite understand. Continuously be ask our parents, are there children for help? Now, thinking ability also helps us in other ways too. For example, kind and patient. See, thinking ability helps us to see past the conduct and the temporary enjoyment of it, and see the consequences of it, the bad effects. And thinking ability helps us to steer clear of temptation. A case in point is Moses. He had everything like an honor in Egypt. Power, privilege, wealth. But Moses is a young man who used his thinking ability. He looked at those temptations in Egypt, and he saw them as temporary, that they were going to pass away. And then he reflected on the long-term blessings serving Jehovah would bring. Did he make the right decision? Was he blessed for making that decision to young man? And he faced great pressure doing it to make that the choice that he had part of Egypt. But he had the courage to make the right stand, and now future blessings are in store for him as well. To you young ones, by you taking a courageous stand against those pressures, you will have deep satisfaction. And your soul will be so pleased with your courageous stance.